Hello.
President?
Yes.
Drew.
Happy New Year.
I just wanted to call you to wish you a happy new year and tell you what a great job you've been doing and what a wonderful talk I had with your youngest daughter and your wife the other day. They are really charming folks.
Well, you're gonna keep your commitment?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're gonna open up about the year after next, and we're depending on you to come bring your wife for a weekend.
I'll come down whenever you want me.
You bet you get your hottest lecture ready now.
I'll give you several of them.
I want you to get some youngsters stirred up to want to go to Washington.
All right. Stay on this Israeli thing also. You particularly have been a great friend to Israel, and I have in a minor way. I've been doing my best over many, many years. I remember Golda Meir telling me what a great help you were when you were Senate Majority Leader.
Yeah.
I think those folks over there have gone off of their rocker a little bit. I couldn't hear you very well.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, it seems to me that you're in a very strong position to, in a friendly way, to make them realize they're not going to get peace this way.
I have to speak off the record, not for attribution.
Naturally.
But the moment this happened, we directed the Secretary of State to say to them that this was unwise and unjustifiable, and it couldn't do anything except aggravate the problems in the Middle East, and that we would have to tell them that we considered it very bad business, and B, we'd have to support a resolution condemning it, and C, they'd have to realize that if they went this way, it would be very, very difficult for anyone in the world to help them in what we thought they were entitled to, the right to survive and live alone. But if you're running around hitting your neighbors and so on and so forth, pretty bad business. We did that, and I think about as strong and effective as we knew how, both directly with Eshkol, and we asked Barber to go in immediately, and also with our messages at the every diplomatic channel we had, including Russ Wiggins up to the United Nations. And
yeah.
He made a rather strong statement, I thought, yesterday.
I heard it. Ross so intimated some of that to the press yesterday.
Yeah.
Have you, can you go a little further about those phantom jets they want?
No, we agreed to sell them the phantoms. In a year ago, if the imbalance, if the Soviet continued to pour in arms to the Middle East to rebuild that might they had there. And we appealed to the Soviets from January through until November, December, to not do that and sit down with us and meet and try to keep from adding any equipment to the Middle East if we could. They wouldn't do it. They went ahead and they built back where it creates a rather dangerous imbalance, which we think would provoke hostilities if it were not equaled. In accordance with, therefore, with our commitment last January, we told them that we would sell them these planes under certain conditions. And we have done that. Of course, these planes don't get to them until next year.
Yeah.
They can't be used in any of this problem, but they do. The fact that we have been considerate of them, I think, gives us some position to try to... we explained to them that Nixon favored equalizing and trying to not let disparity rule there, and that the Congress came along, Humphrey came along, and he recommended it all year. I held out against both of them including the entire Congress and the aid bill. They put in a provision to sell them, and I held out hoping the Russians would forego, number one, or two, if they wouldn't forego completely, that we could get a reasonable agreement out of them. When all of that failed, I had no other choice except to agree to sell them. Now, we made that agreement in January, subject to these conditions, and we have made the sale now. Yep. All we can do is to say to them, which we have said through to Eshkol the day the raid occurred, that this makes it very difficult for people who are helping you to help you further.
Yep.
And of course, we're going to stay on that, and I hope bring them to a more moderate attitude. Both sides are rather extreme, and this is a very dangerous and delicate period, the next 20 days. The Soviets, as you know, they usually act without very good judgment in these periods. It was during the election 66 that they had the missile crisis, the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was just before we had our meeting here for the election a month ahead of us that they went into Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
And they don't understand our system, and I think we have to watch it with great care. But we did not hesitate the moment the Israelis, we had word of what happened. We protested in the strongest terms, and we are trying to counsel.
That's fine. Well, I chiefly wanted to say hello and wish you a happy new year. A lot of the things that people have been griping about, or they now realize that they were wrong. You were right.
Well, we've had a great adventure with our spacemen. It's just unbelievable, and we're awfully happy the Cambodians are back, and we're mighty happy about the Pueblo crew. If we could just make a little progress, Vance thinks he might, in Paris, why, then we'd be well on our way. Our unemployment's down to 3.3, the lowest in 20 years. Our income is the highest ever in the history for corporations. A lot of our folks are trying to do last-minute things. I hope that we can just try to orderly turn this over to Nixon and give him a fair chance at it to see what he can do about it. And I think you'll always be pretty proud of our record.
Well, he's no recent president has ever had it so good when he took over as Nixon's going to have.
No, we have spent all year talking about how terrible everything is, but actually, when you, in retrospect, when you look back at it, we're pretty fortunate among the world's peoples.
Well, you're giving Dickie a lot of good Christmas presents, and that's good for the country. Well, I won't. Thanks ever so much for
if we just had our two boys back and the other 550,000 out there, we had a wonderful Christmas. And Lucy went off because she was sad her husband's gone. She went out to where they used to visit together out in New Mexico, and Linda had her in-laws down. The Robs came to see the baby, and they were up there, and we just, if we could have Chuck and Pat back, why, and the other 550,000 with them, it's all right. But Lady Bird said if this boy's going to be out there, we want ours to be with him.
That's right. She told me something about that. Well, your youngest daughter, she's a real, I always knew it, but she's just tell you, she's certainly captivating young lady.
Well, you've been helpful and you've been good, and I appreciate it very, very much. And we'll look forward to spending a little time together when we get out.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you.